Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Tetzayin. The Gemara in the Enam Amud Beis brings the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel that says that during the 40 years in the Midbar, Am Yisrael were not allowed to eat Basar Taiva. And only once they go into Eretz Yisrael, that's when they can start eating Basar Taiva, which means meat that is not a carbon. Then the Gemara continues and brings Rabbi Akiva that he learns almost the opposite. Not only in the Midbar, they can eat any meat, they can eat even Basar Nechira. Basar Nechira means even if it was not shechted. And only once they go into Eretz Yisrael, then Nechira becomes Asur. How do we understand the depth of this? That in the Midbar, you cannot have Basar Taiva, according to Rabbi Shmuel, or that in the Midbar, you can eat Basar Nechira, according to Rabbi Akiva, and this changes when they go into Eretz Yisrael. Benira Oime Kehinyon, it has to do with Inyon and Deyoim. This daf, the Chulin Daf Tezayin, is learned on Shabbos, Erev Chodesh Sivan. Now there's a big peido that the Shabbos before Shavuos should be Chumash Bamidbar. There's a simon that the Torah brings, Manu Vehatzru. You have to have Parshas Bamidbar read before you get to Shavuos. And add to that, that we're so magpid to do that, in a Shana Pshuta like this year, we're so careful to come and make three Parshas Mechubaris, three connected Parshas in Chumash Vayikra. So we make sure that Bamidbar is before Shavuos. Why are we care so much? Why is it so important that Shavuos will be in Chumash Bamidbar? And just to emphasize the question more, L'chor Bamidbar is not the right place to have the time Matan Torah. Matan Torah belongs more to Vayikra. Vayikra is Teres Koyanim, the avoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's that Chumash then, and when we're reading that Chumash, that's when we should have Matan Torah. Now Bamidbar, we're talking about Am Yisrael travels in the Midbar, where all the Averis and all the different Puraniyos happen to Am Yisrael. A similar question could bring that every month of the year has a Shevet that is associated with that month. It's based on the Mishnah and Sefer Yetzirah. And according to the Arizal, the order of the months goes based on the order of the Dgalim. So according to that, which Shevet belongs to Chodesh Sivan? You would think it should be Shevet Yisachar, maybe Yehuda. But according to the Arizal's Cheshbon, the Shevet that belongs to Chodesh Sivan is Shevet Zvulun. Why is Zvulun? Why is Zvulun belong to Matan Torah? But here comes the Yisoid, it's a Yisoid Pashut. But the Yisoid that comes regarding Matan Torah. Torah is given not to stay up there in Shemaim, but to come down here to this world and to elevate this world. This is really the argument of Moshe Rabbeinu with the Malachim. When it comes up to Shemaim, the Malachim says, leave the Torah up here in Shemaim. So Moshe Rabbeinu proves them that the Torah has to come down to this world because it speaks about things that only Bnei Adam deal with. So you see from here that the Torah, even though it has maybe a pchino that belongs to Shemaim, the Torah needs to come down to this world. This pshat, why Matan Torah is written dafka in Parshas Yisroi. From all Parshas, which Parsha we call the Parsha Matan Torah? Yisroi. Yisroi is a ger, is someone who was over the Zohar and came back to connect to the Torah. Because the pshat is the Torah is coming down to the lowest part in this world and to elevate that and bring that Kedusha. That's why the Torah is dafka in Chumash Bamidbar. Chumash Bamidbar, which is the Chumash of the Masoris of Am Yisrael in the Midbar and the challenges that they had to face, that's when Torah comes in. That's the pshat that Torah is given Chodesh Sivan is the Chodesh of Zvulun. Zvulun, Smach Zvulun Betzeisecho. Zvulun is the one who goes out to the world. He needs to carry Torah because Torah is the one, is not only in the Besmedrish, only in the place of holiness. It's outside in the world. It belongs to the Midbar. It belongs to Zvulun. And mainly we understand, based on Divrei Rabbi Seinu, when Am Yisrael in the Midbar, they're under the auspices of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is the Anani HaKavod, there is the Mon, there is the Be'er, they're surrounded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're living under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not the full fruition of Am Yisrael doing a Kiyum of Torah. The Kiyum of Torah only comes when they go into Eretz Yisrael, now they're on their own. As comes out from the Ramban, the way the Baal Tanya explains it, this is the reason why the Miraglim didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Because they felt they're going to have to go out to the outside world. They want to stay close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that is the tachlis of coming to the world, to bring Torah, to spread it out to the physical world and bring it out there. To be a Zvulun, to bring it to the Midbar, to bring it outside of the confines of Ruchnius. So mainly according to that, we can understand very clearly the difference between the Midbar and Eretz Yisrael. In the Midbar, says Rabbi Shmuel, we are still eating only basar of karbanis. It's similar what we brought here in the Shurim. The Zohar brings that the reason why the first week after Amos Olim Mitzrayim we only eat matzah is because matzah is more kaddish. There's no chametz. There's no yitzer hara. Because so to speak, when Amos Olim go out of Mitzrayim, they're like a sick person who needs to heal. So the first 7 days you need to heal. Then you're going to eat regular food because you have to go in mekaddish the chaymer. Similarly, when Amos Olim in the midbar, they are inside the holiness of the Mishkan. They're eating only karbonis. They're not eating basa taiva. Basa taiva is like a regular chulindik thing, something that you eat outside in the physical world. That's only comes when they come to Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Kiva is a similar thing from a different direction. The avodah of not eating nevelo only starts once they go into Eretz Yisrael. Before that, they don't have that avodah. As we will expand a little more in the next year, the idea of eating basar nechiro is only when the mitzvah did not happen yet. Meaning we don't have the mitzvah. There's no other reason not to eat nevelos, only because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah, as we'll see next year. So Yimele, according to Rabbi Kiva, this avoido of eating only basar, which is his kosher, only that level, that starts only when you go into Eretz Yisrael and the whole avoido of Torah begins. Before that, we're in the Midbar, around the Mishkan, so we don't really have that avoido yet of being Mekadosh Dechaymer and giving every animal the level of Shechita, as we spoke about in previous year, and the Shechita elevates the animal. The chiluk between the Midbar and Eretz Yisrael is bringing the Torah out to the world, which is the Tachlis of the Torah. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shur Machshava Shiurim, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.